Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 92.
Thank you for joining me today on this podcast, sharing with you a brand new subject, faith. It's old, but it's new. It is transitional, like yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible tells us that Jesus said that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So faith is faith. And sometimes we just don't get it. In the syllabus that I'm referring to, Dr. Summerall's syllabus that he wrote many years ago, and I don't even know if these are for sale anymore, but those of you that studied under Dr. Summerall, you possibly have this syllabus. And so looking at page 19, it talks about people that had faith around the world, just briefly. And it said in Japan, he was teaching a whole lot of businessmen about faith and ministers about faith. And they never heard it the way that he said it. And so it was something in a textbook, and they'd go to the Greek and Hebrew and understand what the word itself meant, but they just couldn't get it from that textbook into their hearts, into their lives, and as a display of that thing called faith. And so, like really a lot of things in life, I said, you know what? I understand how cameras work, kind of. I push the button and an image shows up, kind of. But if I was to tell you how that works, I couldn't. I just know that it does. And a lot of teachers and people who should know more are teaching about faith, but they never experienced faith. They never drawn on faith, but they know the Greek and the Hebrew and the present tense, past tense. They know the Bible stories. They know the Old Testament and the New Testament about faith. And the definition is kind of easy, but practicality is a little bit hard. And so he was talking to a bunch of businessmen, and later on, because he was on a tight time frame, and he spoke, but then while they're praying, he had to go through the back door, excuse himself, have an airplane to catch. God bless you. It's a great privilege to be here. He received a note less than a month later from the leader of that group, and he said, Dr. Summerall, you never know how much you impacted our lives. Because every single preacher that we've had come from the United States would always stand up and tell us how great they were. How great they were. And what they had done. And talking about their missions and how wonderful their schools were and how great their magnificent churches were. But Dr. Summerall, you came and you told us how great we could be. Over a half hour or more, there was absolute silence in that room. Nobody talked. Nobody whispered. They all had their heads bowed, praying, because they had heard something they'd never heard before. Well, they've heard about the word faith, but nobody came to tell them that they could experience faith and see exploits done under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But that thing called faith. In the Philippines, while we lived there, we lived in the Philippines as a family. We lived in Hong Kong as a family. We lived in Israel as a family. And between those times, in and out of the United States. But one of the times we were in Manila, Philippines, Brother Summerall had speak a young man from Indonesia who was a pastor, experienced man of God, but he got up and told several illustrations or stories about how they had prayed and God had done miraculous things, even to the point of raising people from the dead. And then afterward, a missionary, local missionary, came and wanted to talk to he and Dr. Summerall, and so they're in the office together. And he was like the Inquisition. The great big old American missionary, and here's this little Indonesian guy. He said, "Are you sure those people were dead? Was there a doctor present that called them dead?" I said, "Well, no, sir. I mean, they weren't moving. Life had gone out of their body for over an hour. They had already turned colors. They were just as stiff as can be. And usually that's a pretty good sign that they're gone. The body's dead." I said, but how did you pray, and who prayed, and then how did you know that it is time to go?" He said, "Well, that part is very simple, that we usually just get around those that have the faith to believe God for miracles. We gather around and we pray." I said, "God, it was their time to go to heaven. We don't want to interfere with your plan. Take them. But if their life is being cut short, raise them up." And so times we pray for a few minutes. Sometimes we prayed for hours. If we're convinced that God doesn't want them to go yet, we stay until they get up. And so, you know, we've had several that have been raised from the dead. And then finally, the Indonesian guy looked up at this American missionary and said, "Have you ever prayed for a dead person?" And the American missionary said, "My God, no, we don't pray for dead people. We bury dead people." And the little Indonesian minister looked up at him very innocently and said to him, "Then I guess you'll never see anybody raised from the dead, will you?" Oh, my goodness. If you never venture out there, if you never go, then you'll never know. In the day of Christopher Columbus, remember, the world was flat. The world was flat. And you go far enough, you're going to fall off the precipice of the world and fall into nothing and be gone forever. Until he got in the boat, he made the track, and he discovered that the world was round and not flat. If you never go, if you never pray, if you never believe God, if you never read his word, then you'll never go. I'm going to challenge you today to believe God for faith. And then exercise that faith. Pray and believe God. Pray for people. Pray for your home. Pray for your children. Pray for where you work. Pray for your ministry. Pray for everything. Believe God for everything. If you would, share this with your friends, with your neighbors. I'd appreciate it so very much. And they would too, because over the next several weeks, they're going to hear stuff about faith that maybe they've never heard before. And we pray that it'll be a blessing to them. Thanks for being with me today. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.